Thank you, Linda. It's beautiful to be here today. When I spoke of the Panama Canal, the head of the turtle is south. And they know much that we need to know. And they have much to bring us. So when the Panama Canal was cut, it wasn't done quite right with the indigenous people there. So we are praying to help that be healed. And there are numerous levels that it can be done at a grassroots level. And so that's what we're doing here. And at every lodge that I sit in, when we put the pipe across the turtle's neck, because the lodge over here that you see is the Inipe, where we go to sit inside. It's the church of many of our tribes of cleansing, the womb of the universe, where we can be present with all our relations. And we put the pipe across the neck of the turtle because it's the turtle shell when we go inside that lodge and we learn to breathe and center ourselves and cleanse and connect with all of our relations at a deep level. So all over the earth, all the different indigenous cultures that pray in this way and in these lodges, because all the different races had lodges, and many of them are coming back now. And since 1995, when the little miracle was born, the white buffalo calf, there was legend saying that when the earth was shaken to her knees, that the white buffalo calf woman would come again, and she has. And there are many little white buffaloes being born now. And I can't tell you where they are, because I can't do that. That's some of what I can't say. But I'm just letting you know, there's lots of little babies. So we can pray for all of them. I've been asked to tell the story about Lawrence when it originally was taken. And this is a very heavy story, so I ask you to just protect your hearts and sit with open heart and release, because these spirits have been prayed across too. Elders asked me to come and pray with them, and we prayed the pipe and we prayed for them. When Lawrence came here, and you won't find this in the history books, when he came here, he wanted the land for the railroad, and he knew if he sold the land to the railroad, he would make a lot of money. And what happened was, there were Indians, the South Wind, our southern relations were here at the river, old women and children. And he went to the U.S. government and he said, we need soldiers to come and kill these people and burn their bodies. And the Union soldiers who had come out of the Civil War said, we don't have the stomach for this, we won't do it. So they went to the Buffalo soldiers and they said, we need you to come kill these people. And if you don't, we'll kill you. So they came, and half of them deserted and went north, and the tribes up there said, we heard you wouldn't kill our relations. We will adopt you. We will take you in. And the other half, for their own lives, they did what they were told. And they killed them and burned their bodies there by the river. So we pray at the river to heal. In these ways, these spirits can cross over. And elders who have asked me, you know, just keep praying for all of those who get lost. And so we do these things just in our own ways every day. And it really, really matters. So thank you for all of your prayers. Now I'm going to tell you a kind of beautiful story about the South, our relations, the Mayans. I'm two-spirited. I carry a male spirit and a female spirit. Well, these Mayans, when the Spanish came and built their church on top of their temples, you know, there was earthquakes. And so the Spanish ran away for about 20 years. And there was plague, too, that they brought. But the Mayans, you know, they just kind of lived through it all. And then when the priests came back, they said, who are all these other deities in the church? Who are these? They said, well, you know, your God was pretty lonely. And he fell in love with our goddesses. And they had babies. And these are, you know, our seers and our dreamers dreamed about them. And so they went and the rocks said, take me into the temple. So they took them and put them in there. So we have six baby girl Jesuses, and we have six baby boy Jesuses, and we have one who's a sparkly Jesus. We're pretty sure it's both male and female. And this is way back when. So, here we are, we're back in the circle. And I come to you in a humble way and thank you for making me feel welcomed in this sanctuary. I want to pass around this bowl of the first four plants that were given to us. And in it, there is cedar for the warrior protectors, the love warriors who come and protect us in these circles when we pray and whatever we do and when we're alone, wherever we are. When we burn cedar, that is what happens. They come. There's sweet grass to give voice to things that need to be said, the braid of the grandmother that binds the earth and holds us all together. There is sage for cleansing and bringing spirit, inviting them to come in once we've cleansed and released. And there's tobacco, the very first plant that was given to us, which was never meant to go into our lungs. It was only meant to be held into our mouth and then released as prayers. Medicine bowl will go to the church, and there's one particular woman. It's a women's tradition of seeing in the bowl, so we'll gift it to her to take care of. And I want to open up to any questions that anyone has. Any questions? Yes. They were our black relatives. And many of them honored the tribes and just wouldn't do it and left. But there was a time when, not long ago, about 10 years ago, when our black community in the churches got together with our Native American community and they all prayed together over these very issues and amends were made. So, I make mistakes every day. We make mistakes every day. I know in other lives I have done things that I'm now aware of how I have to heal and how I have to treat all my relations in a more sacred, respectful manner. Being a woman for 57 years is helping me and preparing me to be a good man. This is amazing, I'm telling you. It's just amazing. In the past, when the black robes came, when my Catholic relatives came, and they would go to the tribes and say, bring your holy people out. And when they would bring us out, they would feed us to the dogs. The priests would have us killed. So many of our traditions were hidden away. But now it's time for me to come into the circle and all our two-spirited brother sisters and sister brothers to come forward. There are many different variations. And in all our diversity, we are one. Any other questions? Yes.
I don't understand the sweat lodge. Could you explain that?
Okay. The Anipe, which Grandmother Twyla told me is actually to cleanse, it is the womb of the mother, the womb of the earth. To sweat, she said, you work the fire. If you want to cleanse, you go in the lodge. So it is for us, we lose 70% of all our toxins through perspiration, 22 through urine and 8 through bowel. So it's how we cleanse. And when we cleanse, we fill up with what, when we pour the beesh, the water on the rocks, they speak, they talk to us, and they share everything they know. And then we absorb that at a visceral level into our pores. So it's so much more beyond intellectual. It's incredibly beautiful. And you can lay down on the ground like a baby, like a newborn, on the sage, and you hear the songs being sung. And then when you go out after the fourth round, there are four rounds, and we pray to each direction, and we pray for the newborns that are coming into the world in the first east direction. And we pray in the south for all those who are 12 to 24 who are struggling with shattering the mirror of illusion and the coyote and the spider. And then we pray for those in the west, for those 24 to 36 who are trying to establish themselves. And then we pray for all the elders, 36 on, in the north. And when we pray for those who are leaving, we go back from the east to the north and they leave at the rim of the world. Part of their soul goes back to the stars where they came from. Part goes back to the earth. And part is reincarnated into a new fruit on the tree, you and I. Yes.
How did you learn about all this at your age and food talks?
I'm 58 years old. I've studied with Grandmother Twyla of the Wolf Clan Teaching Lodge at the Seneca. I've studied with Dr. Henrietta Mann, who set up a 100-year, seven-generation program for Haskell to become a four-year college. I've sat in lodge with elders in South Dakota, in North Dakota, in Canada, in Montana, in Kansas, in Oklahoma. I'd be happy to talk with you specifics after. Of course. Yes.
I've always been fascinated with the tradition of the vision quest. Is that still going on?
Absolutely. I don't want to take up too much time, so we're okay?
You're fine.
Okay. Here in Unity, each one of us have the privilege of, and the honor of, and the freedom of choosing how our higher power manifests to us. In Native American tradition, in many of the tribes, over 700 tribes, 500 that are recognized, each person, it's in our dreams that we connect with our higher powers. And in our dreams, we see our visions. But at puberty, the traditional way was a young man or a young woman or a young brother-sister or sister-brother would go on vision. You could do it for a 24-hour period. You could do it for 3 days, sometimes four. Some fasting, some not fasting. It varies. But sitting out on the hill so the Spirit can come and talk to you about your own life's mission and your own direction and embrace you. So this can be done every day, each of our lives. Any other questions? Well, just know that each one of you that were born here, it is your right, your birthright, these traditions for you to know when you pursue them with respect, offer tobacco to the elders that you talk to, is my suggestion. Cedar, sage, sweetgrass, a blanket, whatever you feel, pray about it. Those of you who have come here from other continents, we welcome you. Thank you.